Thank you for joining us for another episode of That Solo Life, the podcast about PR pros and marketers who work for ourselves. I am Michelle Kane. My company is Voice Matters, and I am here as always with my wonderful co-host, Karen Swim. She is the head honcho at Solo PR Pro, which is the trade organization that brings us all together. Hi, Karen. How are you today?
Hello, Michelle, I'm doing okay. How are you?
Yeah, you know, I'm doing all right as well. You know, we were kind of talking off air about how, you know, we're about 5 months into, this little global pandemic thing. And, you know, it's kind of starting to hit us in variable, almost subconscious ways. And I'm sure many of you are probably starting to nod of yes, yes. You know, we've joked about pandemic brain, but, you know, it just brought to mind how we spoke last week about rituals and the importance of that to kind of keep us grounded and focused. So today we're taking that one step further and just talking about, you know, doing a review of your productivity during the day, not to push it, you know, not to say, oh, you must produce, but just, you know, ways we can stay on track with ourselves personally, professionally, you know, especially amidst what we're all going through right now.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, we've been saying, you know, in the solo kind of ecosystem behind the scenes that we feel like, you know, fall is always just a great time to move forward. And traditionally for many of us in communications, fall is that sprint towards the end of the year. So activities really pick up as we head into, as we go into Q4 and are finishing off the entire year. None of us are really sure what that sprint will look like this year. But it seems to be that it will still be busy in a different kind of way. And so I don't know about you guys out there, but there's something about the fall season that always puts me in a mind of productivity. It makes me feel like buckling down and getting things done. And so if you share that, you know, and maybe it hails to, you know, the traditional start of the school year being in September, but we thought that we would talk about ways that we can, you know, brush ourselves off and really press in and find a way to be our most productive. And I want at the outset to say that productive does not mean overly busy. It actually means the opposite.
Really? Yes. You know, you want to be working smarter. You always want to be working smarter, not harder, as the old saying goes. But, you know, that's especially true now because as, you know, we've spoken about this many times that it's not really the hours in the day or the items on your list. It's the energy that you have. You know, energy is not an infinite resource. So, you know, and keeping in mind that with fall coming, you know, I've seen it in my region, you know, those of our listeners who are parents with school age children, it's, are you going back in person? Are you going back hybrid? Is it this? Is it that? Oh, it's changing. You know, that's a drain too. So even incorporating this mindset now, which at the same time, you know, it's still, we're in that sleepy section of August, right? Where you feel like, okay, I can maybe, you know, pull back for a week or so and not be so intense because I know it's coming. And like you said, Karen, we don't know what that looks like yet, but I do know just for things on my end, I know, you know, we're still trying to salvage events and things and trying to, you know, pivot them into something virtual in a meaningful way, which it's a whole new workload, which is great. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's, you know, we never coast. How do I say that properly? It's not, you're not as reliant on the muscle memory, right? To do things that are annual. We're almost creating something brand new out of it.
Well, you know, it's funny. Last week and then on the blog this week, you know, we addressed the displacement that we've all had. You know, all of our routines were upended, and that can be very disconcerting. And as we head into this fall season, you know, we have parents dealing with a situation that they've really not had to deal with, whether kids are in school or there's a hybrid model or there's remote learning, it's certainly a difference in the routines for families and, you know, for the children, obviously. And so all of that, you know, we all work, we have our businesses or we go into jobs. And so more than ever, it's really important for us to focus on getting things done in a day that really matter. Right. And I know that communicators are overachievers. We are eager beavers and we can make a list with the best of us. And we want to check off, you know, everything on that list. Mm-hmm. And we practically kill ourselves doing that. But now is not the time for that. And I would argue that honestly, it's never been the time for it. As a business person, one of the things that I learned, thankfully to people in my life and that I've tried to pay for it and pass on is that your time is money. And so I love this, this tip from Rescue Time, which is a productivity company that talks about doing not only a monthly or annual review of how you're spending your time, but a weekly review. And so one of the things that, you know, they have like three little questions. Did you complete what you set out to do? And the second question is, does your calendar and commitments match your priorities and values? That's huge.
That's
and then
a big
the third question is, what was your allocation of $10 hour work versus $10,000 an hour work? Now, you know, numbers aside, the point is so very often as, you know, solos, we spend our time on low value activities that can be outsourced or delegated, or in some cases, not done at all. And we really have to think about our time as this precious resource. It's money, you know, and if you need to, you know, to help you with this exercise, if you need to go find some actual paper money, some actual cash money, and make, you know, little boxes, make, you know, draw, you know, on a poster board or on a piece of paper, you know, little quadrants and put money stacks on top of the things that you did. Mm-hmm. Be horrified if you have a pile on low value task and the most important tasks, those tasks that are really the ones that clients hire you for. Because let's face it, they don't hire us to make spreadsheets or reports. They hire us for strategy and execution and our expertise in their spaces. So if you have a little teeny tiny pile where you really should be using your time, that visual can actually help you to do a reset. And don't feel bad. I mean, we are all guilty of it. And for me personally, I'll be completely transparent. I have to watch this because sometimes when life is just hard and all of 2020 has been an exercise in hard, I can default to things that are not important as a coping mechanism. Like, I don't want to deal with any of this. And so I'm doing stuff and it's really like self-soothing, it, you know, rather than eating chocolate, I'm doing stuff and I'm doing stuff that really doesn't matter because it makes me feel in control of situations that are out of control. But I can honestly share with you, that's not a great idea. So when I catch myself doing that, you know, I stop it, pull back and say, okay, none of this really matters. And now you're not only not being productive, but you're wasting your precious time. So yeah, I love, if you hop over to the Rescue Time blog, it's blog.rescuetime.com and check out the post. It's got some really good ideas that you can steal and use for yourself.
That's fantastic. And I think it's, you know, it's a great way as we move forward into this, you know, last quarter of the year of, you know, even couching these concepts through our plans for our clients, to be honest, of saying, you know, why do we always do this? Maybe, you know, not that you want to really, you know, cause a lot of upset, but, you know, just using these concepts to help them as well, because I'm fairly certain they would welcome that. Because, you know, we're all in the same storm, as they say. We may not be in the same boat, but we're all in the same storm. So, you know, it might, even if it's not adjacent to the work, you might want to just share it with your point of contact and just say, hey, you know what? This is a thing I'm doing. You know, maybe it would be beneficial to you, you know?
Absolutely. I love that. I concept, love that. You know? It's just fantastic advice. And, you know, Michelle, myself, and I believe that the solo universe, we all agree and sort of follow a different type of mantra. It's not about grinding. Grinding is terrible. Why would you want to grind? You grind yourself to, you know, a pulp. That's never good.
What's the result of grinding, right? A pile of dust. Yeah.
Why would you want to grind? Why would you want to grind yourself? That's horrible.
Unless it's coffee. But anyway.
Then you definitely want to grind. You want to pick the right grind to fit, you know, however you're
doing it. Yeah, it's that whole, you know, super hustle mentality of just draining yourself. No,
it's about doing the things that are important, because guess what that does? It gives you control over your time. And it really allows you to experience the joy of being a business owner. Because, you know, if we want it, quite frankly, if we just want it, you know, to grind, there's a lot of other things that we could be doing. But I think that many of us chose this life because we wanted to control who we worked with. We wanted to have some control over the type of work that we do. And we wanted to have some control over our income and our time. We wanted to not feel guilty if we stepped out in the middle of the day to go to our kids' recital or shuffle a kid to soccer practice or hung out in the park just because we wanted to.
Right, right. And I think it also comes back to purpose. It helps us really create a solid purpose. And I don't know, but nothing energizes me more than that, of feeling like, okay, you know, I'm not just tacking things off of a list. I have purpose. And sometimes I have to give myself that pep talk, because I don't know about you, but how many times do you find yourself shifting? Okay, well, I didn't get to that today. I'll get to it tomorrow, 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 tomorrow. And that can just build up, you know, these feelings of again, being a little type A and wanting to get everything done right now. You know, you can start to kind of feel down about yourself and think, oh, you know, I'm not as good as I should be. And then I usually have to walk that back and say, no. Let's be realistic, right? How many things should you be able to accomplish in a day? And at the same time, thinking as a business owner of, oh, okay, did I do anything to promote my own business today? Did I even read two paragraphs of one blog post that might, you know, help me with my professional development? Where am I in that spectrum? So I think all of that just works together to help us be better solos, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah,
I love that.
I really recommend, you know, checking out that Rescue Time blog, and, you know, even something like that, having it in your calendar to just revisit, you know, monthly, quarterly, to hold yourself firm to it. And, you know, maybe that's even something we could start doing in the group, you know, there's an idea.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it helps to check in with people and to make sure that we have a support system. And, you know, again, I believe that this year has illuminated how important it is to be connected, to ask for and graciously receive help that is offered, because, you know, this life requires other human beings. And I know, before this year started, one thing that, several people that have really inspired me said over and over and over again, and I really took it to heart, is that if you have a big vision, you can't get it done by yourself.
Right.
You know, so often I think that we want to hold up that weight, and we think, well, I'm supposed to do this myself. But if you are supposed to do it yourself, then it means that you've set a really super low goal for yourself, because if you have a bigger vision, there's no way that you can get it done without the help of others. And sometimes that help comes in the form of just a supportive community that's there for you, that can answer questions or hold you accountable to the things that you're striving for.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think sometimes it's partly, you know, just the ethos that makes up our greater culture, right? You know, forging your independent identity. And, you know, but when you are realistic, you realize, no, we're definitely all intertwined. And, you know, just the very essence of, well, I'm a solo. Well, that doesn't mean, yeah, you know, let's face it. You know, I'm not a graphic designer. I am not, you know, a high-end SEO specialist. No, we all need teams, whether it's for the practicalities or, like you say, just the general peer-to-peer support. I mean, I just this morning I spent time on the phone with a colleague, and, you know, and we just, there was a little commiseration, a little inspiration, but it was great for both of us. You know, it's just that sharpening, not just your tools, but, you know, sharpening your psyche and again, coming back to getting reinvigorated and just, you know, staying the best you can at the top of your game. Not to say that you're always on all the time. No, of course not. But when we do have to be on, to make sure that we're as best prepared as possible.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
And sometimes that comes, you know, even like when we're trying to think of a creative idea, we can sit at our desk and stare at our screen and say, okay, I need this idea. And for me, sometimes it's not until I'm doing something as simple as walking out to my mailbox and then it clicks. I'm thinking, ah, there it is. So, you know, not, you know, trying to, you know, balance your days in ways that can keep you productive, but also sustaining. I think that's one of the main points of all of this is you need to have a life that is sustainable. And the only way that you're going to know whether or not that's working is to check in with yourself on a number of levels.
I agree.
And yes.
I need other people. I would be a hot mess if I was trying to do any of this without help. Just listen.
I need you, Karen.
I need all the people, all the support, everything.
Yeah.
Help us out for real.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Yeah, we need each other. We absolutely do on so many levels. But well, we hope you've enjoyed this episode of That Solo Life. If you are so inclined, we would love for you to subscribe, to share, to review us. Well, we can take it. You know, just tell people about it if you found value in what we have to share, because we do really appreciate that. And that's really why we're here, right? So thank you for listening. And until next time.